or much better, call now, 314-282-8780. That's 314-282-8780. Get your confidence back. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. 314-282-8780. That's 314-282-8780. Damn, that's a good burger.
What are we talking about? The Dam on Morgan Ford, right down the street from Tower Grove Park. It has the best food in town. It's slow food, fast, with the friendliest gang in town. They have it all. Dine-in, delivery, or even takeout. Enjoy the new outdoor patio and an awesome neighborhood in the heart of the South Side. Check out their amazing menu, or better yet, check out the food in the amazing menu at thedamstl.com, and you'll experience the best damn food in the Loo. The Dam is located at 3173 Morgan Ford, next to the Amsterdam Tavern.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with Geico. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis, building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family, and when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Are you focused on the right things to retire successfully? You could be overlooking several key factors that could cost you dearly. Learn what they are on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
The new Flatzisa from Subway is crispy flatbread topped with marinara sauce, melty mozzarella, and made the way you say. Hurry in. The two for $5 price ends soon. Subway. Eat fresh.
Hi, Terry Hall here. I'll be hosting home buying and selling seminars on Saturday, May the 3rd. Home buying is at 10 a.m. and covers how to get a loan, contracts, and first-time buyer programs, and a lot more. You'll learn the buying process from front to back. The Home Selling Seminar teaches you how to get your home ready for sale, pricing it right, marketing it, and getting the most for your money. That's Home Buying and Selling Seminars, May the 3rd. For reservations, call 314-878-2300. That's 878-2300. I look forward to seeing you there.
Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. We're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
for my bunghole.
That sounds dirty.
Wipes for me, Beavis.
Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to... Oh, it's 42414.
The Ides of April, right?
Yeah, well, no. Oh. Ides is the 15th.
Oh, what?
That would have been 9 days ago.
Not April 15th. March.
What?
In March. Not April.
Can you edit all this out?
Yeah, I'll take care of it.
Okay. Edit it out. Just go back to where I just said, we'll start
FM.
There. Well, okay, yeah, there too. Welcome to the April 24th. Brought to you by Ballast Dental Care.
Hey!
There's a dental story in the news in St. Louis right now, and it's a pretty big story and a big lawsuit, and man, if it's true what they're saying that happened at this dentist's office, not good. But again, I said if it's true. Let's do some introductions. Let's start with the control board operator, because without a control board, I think the most important thing is the transmitter, but there's not a transmitter operator.
No.
Second most important, the control board that feeds whatever it is going into that transmitter, and that is operated by Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to get a second opinion on your financial advice, please call Mark and Jason, and they will give it to you.
Please.
For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Dan, who still doesn't know if he won the Battle of the Bands 1 week ago.
No.
That just
There's something weird going on with that.
I think everybody is quiet because they don't want to hurt your feelings and tell you you came in last. That's what I think.
There's a side story to that. I'll give you that after the introduction.
Okay, I can't wait to hear it. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. Well, yeah, that's what they do. But not to that extent for most people. He's telling me the last time he went to Ballast Dental Care, they got in there with those metal picks and hooks. They start picking and scraping plaque and stuff. They took a pound and a half of, what was it?
Cheese.
Pound and a half of cheese out from between his teeth.
Holy cow.
That is a lot of cheese to be wedged in there. You need to floss, rat boy. How about it for Bruce Limprist in the All Boy Orchestra? Never missed a note. Always on key. Perfect pitch. The greatest radio show band in the world.
One of the other bands that was there, we found out, one of the members, I guess that's a member of the of that group, donated a bunch of money. And then they brought some people, and they donated a bunch of money.
You're saying they bought their way?
No. No, but then each person got two tickets, and you can put your tickets into the buckets for the band names. And
so what are you trying to say?
Nothing. That they may have won that way.
They may have won through fraud.
So they paid for a bunch of people to go. They had a bunch of extra people there.
Well, that's what you're saying.
Had a bunch of extra people.
They're saying they stuffed the ballot box.
Call them out. What's the band? Stuffed it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh, you know, you're just being a nice guy. You do know.
Yeah, come on.
Just like everybody knows your band's name, I'm sure they know that name, too. Everybody knows the Johnny Come Lately's on the Spot band. So,
yeah.
No, that is...
What is it?
The Southside Johnny Band.
No, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure we'll find out soon who the winner was. And I'm guessing it's you, okay? Your band. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, because we're winners.
Well, you are winners. We're brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. Got a great offer. And they've done this before, but it's not continuous. They shut it off at a certain point. And this is not going to go forever, but it's on the table now, so you can take advantage of it or not. And here's the deal. Sedation dentistry. That's the little pill that kind of puts you in the outer limits, and you're not unconscious, but you're not really aware of what's going on. And it's a great way to get certain people through a procedure that involves lots of dental work in one sitting that might not be able to make it through otherwise. It's sedation dentistry. There's a consultation that you have to have with them prior, and then there's the actual taking of the pill. Those two things together cost $350. You know what they're going to cost you because you're AM of the PM? Nothing. Nothing for a limited time. While the offer is there, grab it. Now, you may very well have a consultation, and they may decide you don't need sedation dentistry. All you need is to be put in the hands of somebody competent, and competent at more than just knowing how to use dental equipment, competent at knowing how to deal with what's in your head. And what's in lots of people's heads is, I hate it here, I don't want to be here, or I'm not going to the dentist. That's what's in their heads, because I just can't. I worked with a guy years ago. Well, I'll tell you who it was, the late Lee Sherwood, who just passed away recently. He hadn't been to the dentist in something like 20 years, and he told me he could not. There are two things he couldn't do. He could never again land an airplane because he took flight lessons and he crashed an airplane as a student pilot. That would do it. And I know for a fact that he tried to fly again. He went and got with the guy who taught me to fly, who was a terrific teacher. And he went up, and when it came time to land, he broke out into a sweat, and he turned the controls over to the instructor and said, I can't do it. All he could see was the crash, because it was upon landing that he crashed when he was a student pilot. He couldn't do it. The other thing he couldn't do is go to the dentist. Same thing. Bad, bad experience he had had freaked him out. And he used to say, you know, it's the same kind of cold sweat, and it all comes back, and I just can't do it. And then he finally... He finally did and was so glad that he did. And that's what you need to do. You need to finally go not just to a dentist, but to Ballast Dental Care. Because that's it. You can have closure. You can say goodbye to all that fear and anxiety. It's over. It's done. It's gone. You don't have to go through that anymore. Ballast Dental Care, corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. May 17th is trivia night. I still do not have what I'm looking for and what I need and what I'm going to keep pressing for until I get. And that's two couples at our table, $1,500 apiece. I could play the, okay, call and bid 200 and let's hear for, how about 300? I could play that game, but it ultimately is going to end up where I want it to end up, and that's $1,500 apiece for the two couples. And I need it desperately. It's for St. Jude Children's Hospital through Window World Cares. My email address is frankopinion@yahoo.com. I'll repeat that. frankopinion@yahoo.com. If you don't want to call or can't get through, you email me. Give me your name and number. Say, I'd like to participate and help, and I have the money. I've done well. My kids are healthy. They're not dying of a terminal illness. They don't have to go to St. Jude. Count me in. Email me with that. I'd love to get that email. Bill Clevelin, if you remember, was kind of devastated. Was it yesterday?
Yeah, he talked about it yesterday.
He asked a girl to go on a date, which I don't think Bill does that often. Do you? He's
no.
Very shy. He's very shy.
Yeah, he is. He kind of had to work up the work up the urge to go up and ask her. And I think she was working and she was a teller or something like
and
that.
And I think he's the kind of guy who has to really get some kind of signs and signals that he feels confident, because I don't think he's the most confident guy in that area. And a lot of guys have that problem. So he told us that he finally asked this girl to go out, and her words were, I don't date.
Yes.
Now, we said, boy, maybe that's the only thing she knew how to say that she thought wouldn't hurt your feelings. What she meant was, I don't date people like you. Or listen to this great email. And I'm not going to mention the woman's name because I don't think I should. And I don't think she'd appreciate it. But she says, Frank, I've enjoyed the show for years. I heard your show today. Forgive me if I'm wrong, but I think it was Bill Clevelin that asked out a woman that said she does not date. I am 49, and I have not dated since my divorce 8 years ago. I've been married twice. When men approach me for a date, which is rarely because I don't put myself out there, I tell them I don't date. She says, I'm sorry that Bill's feelings were hurt by this lady, but she has every right not to date. She doesn't owe him an explanation. Her reasons, like mine, are personal. I can only speak for myself, but I've never been happier. I go out with friends, and I'm usually the only one that isn't part of a couple. I'm perfectly comfortable, but it seems to make everyone else ask a lot of questions. All I hear is complaints about their significant others on both sides. I get to go home, and I don't have to share a bed or remote control. I don't have to worry if somebody is being truthful. I've tried dating sites a few years ago, but quickly saw there are more freaks than normal people out there. I never dated anyone, just chatted. So I decided not to fix what wasn't broken to start with. I'm happy, so why tamper with it? I can't concern myself with how some random guy who asked me out is going to feel when I tell him I don't date. It's the truth. It means that I'm not dating anyone, so it isn't something you should take personally. If he does take it personally, it isn't my problem. It's his. If he doesn't take no for an answer, he might get some mace.
Holy
this
yeah.
This woman means business.
Yeah.
She says no means no. I would take it as disrespect if somebody kept asking after I said no. Fortunately, the men that have asked me out have taken no for an answer. I'm not rude, I'm just direct. I love men, but only as friends. Not every woman who does not date men is a lesbian. Some of us just don't find men that interesting anymore. Been there, done that, don't need the drama. I just thought I'd give you a non-dating woman's point of view. Great email.
Wow.
Great email. So, Bill, don't take it personally. I like where she says, I just don't find men that interesting anymore. Mm. You know what I'm thinking? If my wife would give me a pass, like getting your parents to sign an excuse not to go to school,
yeah.
If my wife would give me a one-night pass, I think I could turn this gal around.
There is that movie, The Hall Pass.
There is?
Yeah. Yeah, The Hall Pass. Oh, you should watch it. It's fun.
Is that what it's about?
Yes. Yes, getting a pass.
Oh, it's a woman giving a guy a pass. For what a great idea.
Yeah. Well, Jason Sudeikis is in it. I can't remember who else, but it's
Wilson,
pretty funny. Yeah, Owen Wilson. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, I think sometimes wives ought to give husbands a pass, like in this case me, to help open the eyes of a woman like this and help her realize not all men are not interesting. I think I could turn her. I really do.
And there is a scene in that movie. Frank, you have got to watch it, Hall Pass.
Okay.
There's a scene in that movie where I think it's Jason Sudeikis. He meets this girl, and she's wearing a thong. And she starts getting like sick. They go to the hotel room, and then she's leaning on the bathtub, and she sneezes. And that's all I'll say.
I think I can almost figure it out.
Oh man,
is she leaning over it with her butt sticking out?
Yes, yeah, yes. Okay. Oh man, it's hysterical.
All pass. Now check this email. Why were we talking about clowns? By the way.
Oh, capturing the Freedmans.
Yes. The one, the guy in the family was a clown, and I mentioned John Wayne Gacy. This is a real short email, but it got my attention. It just came, 5:02, not even half an hour old. Came during the news. It says, Frank, if you're into the John Wayne Gacy thing, make a note to see. And here's the name of this documentary or whatever. Vulgar the Clown. He says, creepiest clown ever. Warning, it gets pretty disturbing. Tom from Oakville. Now, the one thing I will say, if a clown goes by the name Vulgar the Clown,
yes.
First of all, no surprises. Don't even act surprised at anything this guy does. But who would hire? Can you see a couple going, you know what? It's Jimmy's birthday's coming up Saturday. And she goes, let's hire Vulgar the Clown. I've heard he is really vulgar. So this one got my attention. I will look into, and Peon, maybe you can help me look into how to get a hold of where we can find Vulgar the Clown, because I got a feeling this would be your kind of thing, too. Because in many ways, Peon, even though there's an age gap, you and I, we share some stuff.
We do.
The boob thing, the weird Vulgar the Clown type stuff.
Yes.
Now, this is disturbing, and I'll tell you why this really got my attention. Got it a couple of days ago, but it really hit home yesterday, because yesterday my daughter-in-law sent me a video of my little cute grandson in the tub, and he's in the tub splashing and playing with little ducks and fish and stuff, and he has just figured out that he can make sounds. And I think when a little kid, ba ba ba, they do it to hear themselves. It's very interesting to them that they can, man, ba, bleh. They don't know what they're doing, but they, once they start, babble, 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 because they like that they can make a sound. But he's nude. He's in the tub. This guy, Todd Hoffner. And we've talked about these stories before. This is not the first time this has happened, where somebody finds a picture or video.
Oh, is this is the football coach?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. What story?
He was arrested. He was taken off the field in August of 2012 and charged with child pornography because of some innocent playing bath. Time images of
on his work phone. It was a phone that was.
I don't care whose phone it was on.
No, I know.
It's not pornography. It's not. And he says, you know, he said 2 years ago, I sat in a jail cell in an orange jumpsuit wondering why. I was in shock. I was afraid. I was angry. Now, he was exonerated. They dismissed the charges. But after the charges were dismissed, he was still suspended, and then he was fired. Just because of that stigma, we got to stop this.
Yeah.
We got to stop making something out of nothing. Forever and ever and ever, since there were only black and white photos, my mother, I don't know where this is now because she's gone, for years and years, had a black and white photo of me. And by the way, when you had to send film off and have it developed, at no time did the developer call the police and go, oh, look at this. It's a kid climbing on a step stool nude to get a bite of ham. It was just a cute picture me figuring out how to climb up on something to pull a piece of country ham that I wanted to eat. This is what parents do.
Everybody had a picture of their baby with their butt. And
I have pictures of every one of my kids in the tub playing with soap or something. This poor guy. I don't get it. And who are the people who stir this up and saw that on his phone and decides to nail him as a... And this was, by the way, all in the wake of that whole Penn State thing. So everybody is, you know, overly... concerned about things that, they shouldn't be concerned about. Do I have time? We got another pizza chain coming to St. Louis. Pie Five Pizza. Pie Five Pizza.
Pie Five, I guess.
Now, they have 19 locations in 5 states, but with only 19, they say they plan to open about 20 of them in the St. Louis area.
Wow.
Now, and my question is, how many pizzas can we... Is St. Louis that big a pizza town?
I think so.
You know what I found hilarious? Remember, I think it was Jimmy Kimmel who was interviewing John Hamm at John Hamm's St. Louis, and Kimmel told him he'd been to St. Louis and had Emo's Pizza, and he thought it was the worst pizza he'd ever tasted.
Yes.
I'm in that camp.
He said it was terrible. He said, I don't know how you can think this is a good pizza. It's horrible. And I think they actually flew one in, and Kimmel ate it live on TV and still said, yuck. It's terrible.
I like a hand-tossed crust, you know, thicker.
Me too. See, one other thing. Boobs, hand-tossed crust, creepy clowns. The list goes on.
And I'm a thin crust guy. I like the thin crust.
Even my wife, I don't. I like thick crust. How are you ever going to get fat on thin crust?
Yeah, I don't know.
What's the matter with you? Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Guy is a panhandler, beggar, wino, you know, the type. He's on sidewalk, and the guy walks by, and the beggar says, hey, man, he says, can you spare a couple of dollars? And the guy says, a couple of dollars, huh? And if I give you a couple of dollars, what are you going to do? Go buy some booze with cheap wine or whiskey? And the beggar says, no, sir, I'm not. I don't drink. He goes, really? You don't drink? So I give you $2. What are you going to do? You're going to smoke? You get some cigarettes? He said, no, I do not smoke, and I've never smoked. I don't smoke cigars, pipes, marijuana, cigarettes. I do not smoke. And the guy was really smelly. I mean, he hadn't bathed in a long time. He says, so I give you $2, and, let me guess, you're going to go gamble it. You're going to go around the corner and get some crap game or take it. He said, no, sir, I do not. He said, I'd take a polygraph test. I don't gamble. I'm not a gambler. He says, you don't drink, you don't smoke, you don't gamble. He goes, no, I don't. He goes, oh, you'll take $2, and you'll go down the street to some homeless camp and find some skank who'll Monica Lewinsky you for $2. He says, no, sir, I would never do that. I don't chase women, and I don't indulge in that kind of behavior. He said, you know what? He said, I want you to come with me. Just come with me. And so the beggar, the stinky, smelly beggar does, and the guy leads him to his car, and he opens the car, and he says, hop in. He says, sir, he says, I smell really bad. He said, I don't care, hop in. And the beggar says, where are we going? He said, we're going to my house. We're going to my house, and you are going home with me for dinner. And the beggar says, well, that's very nice, he said, but I don't know that that's a good idea. I'm not very clean. He said, no, none of that matters. I want you to meet my wife, and I want my wife to meet you. And he said, why? Why would you want that? He said, because I want to show my wife what happens to a guy who doesn't drink, smoke, gamble, or chase women.
Meet me. Let's see how traffic's moving along. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, Dan, we've got a couple of problems out there now. It looks like on westbound 44 between Southwest and Arsenal, you've got an accident that's blocking the two right lanes, and traffic is jammed solid now approaching Grand. Got another accident on southbound 270 before Highway 44 that's blocking the left lane. Traffic on southbound 270 is already slow between Page all the way down through Doherty Ferry. Now it's heavy from Big Bend through Highway 44. Another, can't tell if it's an accident or a stalled vehicle, but MoDOT has the cones out blocking the right lane on eastbound 40 at the Boone Bridge, on the St. Louis County end of the Boone Bridge. Westbound 40, you are slowing from Vandeventer through McCausland. You're heavy again right around 270 through Mason, and then slow from the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge. You'll find it heavy again from 94 out west of Highway K. Westbound 70, running slow Jennings Station through Lucas and Hunt, 170 through Lindbergh, and then from Mid Rivers Mall Drive out through Highway K. Eastbound 270, getting a little bit better now. You're slow midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. You've got southbound 255, pretty well jammed up in that construction zone between 270 and Highway 162. And we're looking at, looks like southbound 55. We've just got a little pocket between Bayless and Rivas. This traffic report is brought to you by Taco Bell Breakfast. The next generation of breakfast is here. Introducing the all-new breakfast menu at Taco Bell. Wake up, live mas at participating locations. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
When you need to know.
It was early in the morning and it was dark.
When threatening weather strikes, for the most complete and accurate coverage, turn to your severe weather station.
We heard tons of wind ripping through, so we all gathered our stuff, went down in the basement with all the kids and everything as a precaution.
KTRS. When you need to know.
The Big 550.
It turned out it was important to do so.
Your official weather station. KTRS. Depend on it.
Hi, I'm Jim McMillan. There's a name I want you to remember, and it's Fertilome. You've probably seen the name when you visit your favorite nursery. Just the sound of the name Fertilome makes you think of lawn and gardens, doesn't it? These folks have a whole line of very effective products like their Weed-Free Zone, a weed killer you can use in cool weather, Root Stimulator that will really build a strong root system on those little flowers, and one of my favorites, Fertilome Azalea Food for your evergreens. Fertilome products are only available at your local nursery or garden center, so when you visit this spring, be sure to look for the Fertilome name, and you'll discover many products that'll make your gardening efforts quick, easy, and effective. Oh, and when you have a question about how to grow something or a gardening problem, I'll just bet your dealer will give you the answer with a Fertilome product right in his hand. So get the solution to your garden problems today with a Fertilome product. Fertilome, its name says gardening success.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-644-4945. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-644-4945. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-644-4945. That's 1-800-644-4945.
Have you noticed the first four letters of the word paint are P-A-I-N, pain? This is Larry Connors. I know you don't like the hassle of painting your home year after year. That's pain. And then there's the cost. I recommend you coat your home with Rhino Shield, 877-25-RHINO. Rhino Shield is a permanent ceramic coating. It comes with a 25-year warranty, perfect for wood, brick, stucco, hardy board, vinyl. Rhino Shield makes perfect sense for your home, business, or church. With Rhino Shield, you'll never have to paint your home again. It will always look freshly painted with premium paint. It's more affordable than you think, and you can get special financing. Last year, Rhino Shield got Angie's List Super Service Award. Call my friend Darren. Tell him you want a free estimate. 877-25-RHINO. 877-25-R-H-I-N-O.
Don't paint, don't Rhino. Go Rhino Shield. Never paint your house again. Rhino Shield.
Soaring nearly 400 feet on top of Hilton at the ballpark next to Busch Stadium, 360 Rooftop Bar offers an alluring ambiance with a breathtaking view of downtown. At 360, you will find an incredible selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. 360 has a small plates menu and is perfect for sampling or for enjoying a shared meal. With bars and seating both inside and out, 360 is a great place to stop by all year round. See for yourself why 360 Rooftop Bar is the place to be.
360. Sip, see, savor.
Our greatest discoveries come when we stop searching. We set up our Palomino tent camper in Lake Park Campground, Rapid City, South Dakota. Every day another adventure. Mount Rushmore, Devil's Tower, Badlands. And between the obligatory day trips, we played catch. Beneath the endless sky, away from the stress of work, just father and son. Whap, the ball would hit the glove. Whap again. Then I heard it. The answer to the ancient Zen mystery. The sound of one hand clapping. Whap. Take a trip. Clear your mind. Go RV.
For the rest of your life.
Fiery trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Fiery trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care
for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Fiery, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Baseball season's upon us. Time to fire up the grill. Broilmaster, the most durable grill known to man, features an outstanding roster of grills, smokers, and slow cookers, including their new fire-breathing charcoal grill. Broilmaster Grills, smoke the competition. With a lifetime limited warranty on most parts. See BroilmasterSTL.com for the winning lineup at the Fireplace and Grill Center on Manchester or Gas Appliance Service near Westport. Visit BroilmasterSTL.com for a special offer today.
Our phones have been ringing off the hook with people who don't want to pay for an appraisal when their home loan doesn't get approved.
That'll never happen at Golden Oak Lending. This is Bob Ellman. If we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
If some lender asks for your credit card, hang up the phone and call Golden Oak Lending at 314-567-GOLD.
We don't need your card because at Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket.
We've been here in St. Louis for 14 years. Why would you go anywhere else?
Are you paying monthly PMI? Our mortgage insurance, we have a program that eliminates it, even if you don't have 20% equity. Find out if we can save you money.
Get a lower rate and a no-risk appraisal at Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
Rates are down to 3.375 fixed, 15-year APR 3.807, NMLS 1149-37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
If you've tried everything and still have pain,
ow,
you need Athletic Sports Medicine. Their medical doctors will diagnose and rehabilitate your injury with manual therapy, acupuncture, chiropractic care, and sports psychology coaching. Dr. Williams has developed Dr. Hydrate as a sports drink for total body hydration and muscle energy. With no preservatives, artificial flavors, or colors, Dr. Hydrate delivers improved hydration and performance. Athletic Sports Medicine at 94 and Hamseth Roads in St. Charles can help. Call 636-552-4275. Online at Athletic Sports Medicine.com. Phillips 66 strives to be the neighbor you can depend on, whether it's for their performance gasoline or to satisfy an ice cream sandwich craving. Phillips 66, proud to be here.
Target Talk St. Louis is presented by the Belleville Indoor Shooting Range and Metro Shooting Supplies in Bridgeton. Join the conversation about firearms beginning every Sunday at 6 p.m. on KTRS.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober, leave me alone.
There's a restaurant in Chesterfield Valley called Annie Guns. It was there before the flood of 93, and it was there after the flood of 93, and it's probably going to be around for a long, long time. It has stood the test of time, and it is considered by many to be one of the finest places you can eat in the St. Louis area. Next door is the Smokehouse Market, and if you know about them, then I don't have to tell you anything. You've been and you'll go back. If you don't, time to do it. Annie Guns Restaurant, Smokehouse Market, Chesterfield Valley. And if you've never heard this next segment, many people say that of all the segments we have on this... No, they don't really... No. I was going to say that they said something they never really said. I'm not going to do that. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Mike Evans.
Give it up. Why don't you let that pass?
You should. Just let it pass. That's
no,
what you should
let
do.
That pass.
You're too sensitive.
Hope everybody's having a great day today.
Let me check. Are we having a great day?
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. How's the Rams' schedule look?
I don't know.
We don't pay much attention to it.
No, Peon does.
I saw. Probably. I mean, I saw an article where they were listing some of the hardest schedules, and they weren't on that list. So
that's good.
Yeah.
Who did I hear they were going to go after? Get rid of Sam, and we're going to try to get.
Oh, draft a quarterback in the draft? You mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is it tough to get rid of a guy like that? Don't you have? They have to pick up his, or they have to split the cost of that existing contract or something. Remember what that contract was? $50 million.
From what I've heard, though, NFL contracts, nothing's guaranteed.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, they
decided we're not going to live up to this.
Yeah, but he got a really big upfront. It was front-loaded pretty heavily.
I don't think they're giving up on him yet. I don't think they're giving up on him yet.
I think I would.
All right. This is a guy who knows some sports. He worked with the Dodgers.
That's true. Six.
I mean, I know that's baseball, but...
I mean, he could still come around, but he's been a pretty big disappointment. I was a big fan of his in Oklahoma, and...
He was off to a great start last year until he got hurt.
Yeah. Paco's question, with summer right around the corner, name the name of the top destination for tourists in the lower 48. Is it Southern California? Orlando? Is it New York? Or is actually a city that is very convenient to get to, Chicago? Huh. I'll give you the 4, 4, 3, 2, 1. And those are the four most traveled to cities this summer for vacations. Love Nuggets. Only surprise that Cuba Gooding Jr. is getting a divorce is that it took so long with all of Cuba's wandering off the reservation. No surprise there. Tiger Woods' wife, Elin, is getting very close to marrying her boyfriend of 2 years, zillionaire Chris Klein. And Elin... and Tiger Woods' girlfriend, Lindsey Vonn, have become best friends. They talk every day.
That's weird.
They hang out together. I wonder if they compare, you know, certain things.
Well,
you know, how he really likes it. You know, I never do this way.
Probably.
You know, one thing he doesn't like to do, do this to him, see what he thinks of that one.
Yeah, has he ever asked you to do this?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Movie review. The Other Woman. Opens tomorrow. On the surface, has the makings of being a very edgy, very funny movie, but really it's neither. Cameron Diaz plays a hip New York lawyer who starts dating a handsome, fast-talking dude, and after a dozen dates, Cameron decides to surprise her new boyfriend with a no-call drop-in at his Connecticut home. He's not there, but his wife is, and the jig is up. Both women feel conned and lied to, and then they start together spying on him, only to learn that the cat has another girlfriend played by Kate Upton.
All right.
Yeah.
So the three of them now set up for revenge. This is where it gets kind of corny and dumb. Kate Upton, though, is surprisingly good in this movie. Rated PG-13, 80 minutes long, 2 stars.
Peon, you have to love Kate Upton.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, I mean, you know why.
Yeah, they did a photo shoot. I saw one online yesterday of her, and they took her up in that zero-G plane.
Oh, boy.
So she's essentially just floating in no
gravity. Oh,
boy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, TV news, you know, I would like to think that you listen to your old dad. So when I tell you about a good TV show or a good movie, that if it's good, you make sure that you see it. You listen to me. With that said... has anybody watched Fargo yet?
Oh,
I told you.
All three of us in the room are watching it.
We're glued to it. We love it.
All right, good. You hadn't told me that. You said you'd recorded it.
No. I told you after I'd watched it and couldn't wait for the second one.
The second episode is good, too.
I think they're all going to be good.
Oh, I think they're great.
Now, let me ask you this. They're all true. It's a 10-week run, so since it's based on a true story, do they intend to just end it after 10 weeks?
It'll be over after 10 weeks.
Okay. That's good, because I think you could run the risk of burning it up and get thin. I think that's good.
CBS really wanted to hire Chelsea Handler, but she was so obnoxious in the interviews. CBS President Les Moonves says, I don't want her in the building.
Good for him.
Ellen DeGeneres.
I heard she likes women.
Well, there you go. Yep. Is doing a new show called Ellen's Design Challenge. Contestants design and build their own unique pieces of furniture in less than 24 hours. Winners get money, and the furniture goes into stores.
That sounds boring to me.
It does sound like it. Doesn't sound like
it. No, it does not sound exciting.
Okay. Ellen's good, though.
Yeah, she's very good.
Lindsay Lohan reality show has now dropped under 400,000 viewers. We call that a bomb.
Yeah.
In this business. Bomb. And finally.
No. Yeah, can you even imagine, Dan, the piano, if we only had 400,000 listeners? We might as well just hang it up.
Yeah.
With summer right around the corner, name the name of the top destination for tourists in the lower 48. SoCal, Orlando, New York, Chicago.
Oh, SoCal.
I'll say Chicago.
I'll say New York, just because it's New York, and it's huge, and there's a lot going on there.
Number four is Southern California.
Oops.
Number three is Chicago.
Idiots.
Number two is New York City.
Idiots.
And number one, never underestimate the mouse, is Orlando.
No.
All three of you.
Three idiots.
Come on, man.
Three idiots.
Mike, give it up, all of us, Mike.
Well, that makes sense, I guess. Disney World. Mm. Plus, there's a lot more than I think of Disney World, but there's a lot of other stuff in Orlando, too.
Yeah.
And then, like that big Sea World thing.
Universal Studios, too.
Right. Yeah. Well, there he goes. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Window World, you know that Trivia Night is May 17th. I beg you and I appeal to you, if you have done well and have money, please contact me and let me know you'd like to sit at the Large Morning Show in the afternoon table May 17th. Two couples are needed. I need $1,500 per couple. And you know who you are, where that's just a drop in the bucket. You can do it. You won't even miss it, but you'll feel great about doing what you're doing. Now let's talk about windows, because that's the business they're in. They're in the business of selling windows, not only selling windows, but they sell the number one replacement window in the United States. Nobody comes close. I think their closest competitor sells not quite one-fifth the windows that Window World sells. $189 a piece, whether you buy one or 100. Qualified Remodeler magazine ranks them as the number one window sold in the country. A pretty dependable trade publication. Their corporate partner, St. Jude Children's Hospital, we've talked a lot about that. Over 40,000 homes in the St. Louis area have, in the last 10 years, have Window World windows in them. So here we are in spring, and you know who you are if you could, and you could tell that more cold air was getting in this winter than should have gotten in around those windows. Time to replace them. Time to contact Window World. 314-993-1800, or just go to windowworldstlouis.com.
Meep, meep.
Let's get our final check on traffic. Here's Timothy Weiland.
All right, Dan, they're still working with a couple of accidents. The first one, southbound 270 at Highway 44. The two left lanes are blocked. It's a parking lot all the way back to Manchester. Same thing on westbound 44 at Southwest. The two left lanes are blocked. Traffic is slow from the Compton Overpass. Southbound 170 is still pretty heavy from Del Mar down through Highway 40. Westbound 40, usual slowdown. It's getting a little bit better, but Kings Highway through McCausland, you look better out towards the Boone Bridge, but from 94 to west of Highway K, still have slow traffic there. And on westbound 70, we're slowing between Zumbel and Cave Springs. A couple slow stretches out there between T.R. Hughes out through Bryan Road. And then it looks like eastbound 270 slowing right at Lindbergh. And this traffic report is brought to you by Taco Bell Breakfast. The next generation of breakfast is here, introducing the all-new breakfast menu at Taco Bell. Wake up, live mas at participating locations. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The new Flatziza from Subway is crispy flatbread, topped with marinara sauce, melty mozzarella, and made the way you say. Hurry in. The two for $5 price ends soon. Subway. Eat fresh.
I got an email. The movie's not vulgar. The clown is just called Vulgar. Checking it out anyway. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks is asking me,
If you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
The Big 550.
KTRS, St. Louis.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Call Bowen Dental Care at 314-921-3500. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
The first responders, including firefighters, cannot be involved in political activity in uniform.
Five University City firefighters suspended. Why firefighters say they're the victims of a double standard. A mother's loss leads to highway improvements in Jefferson County. Her mission to make the roads safer for others.
Today we're hitting the course, the foot golf course, and you might just get a kick out of this new sport.
First at 6, the Gateway Honda Storm Pilot on the road tonight. This is a live picture right now from I-44 near Sullivan where you can see the rain is really coming down. Part of the area is under a watcher warning. Bomarito Automotive Sky Fox with a look at the sky over St. Louis tonight. Those storms are moving through quickly, so let's get straight to Chief Meteorologist Dave Murray with a look at where they are right now. Dave.
Fast in and fast out. The dominant features, a lot of heavy rain, short period of time, and some strong gusty winds. Windy and mild to warm with the southerly flow ahead of a cool front today. 70s to near 80 degrees. The atmospheric compression, a squeezing of the atmosphere ahead of that front, causing temperatures to jump. And with the front, fast-moving rain and thunder.